Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, November 25th, 2015 edition of the Sands and the Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. If you're planning to do a lot of your holiday shopping this year with credit cards, chances are that your credit card will probably be compromised, which of course is not a huge deal. The credit card company will send you a new card. Now, Sammy Camcar came up with an interesting algorithm how this new card number is determined, at least for American Express. If you ever got a new number, you probably noticed only the last few numbers of the card changed, and of course you will get a new expiration date. Now, the expiration date is usually just a certain number of years from the issue date, so that's somewhat predictable. Secondly, it turns out that the last few numbers that changed are actually determined by an algorithm. At least that's what Sammy is claiming here. He hasn't released the algorithm, but he did release a little device where you essentially just enter a credit card number and then it will create the next couple of credit card numbers on the device. This device does not display the credit card number. Instead, it just emulates the magnetic strip with a sort of a magnetic field emitter that will then essentially simulate the magnetic strip to the card reader. Interesting little idea here. Of course, there is no way to prove whether or not he's right or not. Just from personal experience, I have had a couple of American Express cards replaced over the years, and yes, only the last few digits change, and they sort of felt a little bit similar, but really not enough of a sample to verify if there is a simple algorithm here or not. But the CVV2 number is not affected from this weakness, so likely these generated cards cannot be used online. Online, pretty much, you'll need a CVV2 number these days, and this is not predictable by this algorithm. And more bad news for Dell after releasing a fix that removes this rogue certificate that Dell's Foundation Services application installed on affected laptops. There has been a second problem with Dell Foundation Services. This particular problem was pointed out by someone who goes by name of Slipstream ROL. Well, what he found was that the Dell Foundation Services also opened up a web server on port 7779, and then an attacker can retrieve the Dell system ID from this particular port. So with that, for example, it could be much more effective to create these tech support scams, because now an attacker could give you the right service ID for your laptop or your system and be much more plausible as being someone calling from Dell. And the Manhattan District Attorney Office did release an interesting report about how law enforcement can or cannot get access to certain encrypted and locked smartphones. Apparently, with iOS, before iOS 8, it was possible for Apple to unlock these phones for law enforcement. That's no longer possible as of iOS 8. With Google Android, it still appears to be possible, but if the user did select a full disk encryption, Google is able to unlock the phone for law enforcement. They're mentioning here that this will change in Lollipop 5.0, as then full disk encryption will be a default setting. There's also a pretty nice table in the document, and I'm not able to really verify all the details myself, but essentially it summarizes for iOS and for Android what data is on the device itself, what data is also copied to, for example, iCloud. Kind of interesting to see how the data could possibly leak off the device. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. Hope everybody's having a good long weekend here in the US. Everybody else, keep the internet safe and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.